Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 2nd of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. Those sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're up to Psalm 124, and we're going to read the opening phrase and the first verse. It reads, "A Song of Ascents of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say..." And we'll stop there. It's mid-sentence, but I'll explain, and we'll look at the rest of it tomorrow. A Song of Ascents of David. David is recalling some of the dangers that he has experienced, or that the people of God have experienced. We've got four pictures of danger in this psalm, which you'll see later. In verse 3, it mentions an earthquake. In verse 4, a flood, both in the natural realm outside of our control and overwhelming. In verse 6, it mentions beast of prey. And in verse 7, the fowler, a threat in the animal and human realms. Four pictures of danger: earthquake, flood, beast of prey, and fowler. Our lives do have moments of danger in them. Significant and sometimes ongoing danger. We feel the need for God to be with us. And that's what the very beginning of the psalm reminds the pilgrims as they go through these times of danger, as they go on the path up to Jerusalem. And it's a dangerous path. It's a place where there were many bandits in the hills. And so they're aware of danger. But the psalmist says, look, if the Lord had not been on our side, in other words, we wouldn't even be safe now. We wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't actually be able to be anxious about our future and about the dangers around us if the Lord had not already been on our side from the beginning of our lives until now. Preeminently, God is for us. Our job as people of God is to witness to this fact, to witness to the fact that God is on our side, the fact that he is with us in our lives and helping us with the dangers that we go through in our lives, and witnessing to his presence with us to other people. As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in a Sane Direction, this psalm does not argue God's help. It does not explain God's help. It simply is a testimony of God's help in the form of a song. I can't always explain how God has helped me or why he may have helped me, but I can testify to the fact that he has been there for me. The people we reach out to, our families and our friends and the people we know, they should be overwhelmed by a testimony such as this, that God is with us and has helped us, asking why we sing with such confidence. One of the things that has an impact upon those who visit our congregations is the singing. The singing, the public expression of the fact that we love God and that God loves us. That's the way it should be. And if our singing is not having an impact on people who come, then do we have something to sing about? Do we remember that God has been on our side already? Once we had a conversation with our children who were talking about whether our life as a family was better or worse because mum and dad were Christians. And one of the points we made to our children was, well, you wouldn't even exist if we hadn't become Christians, because we knew each other before we were Christians, and there's no doubt that we would not have stayed together. We knew our sinful natures. I don't think we'd have been together. We'd have got divorced before we had children, and they wouldn't even exist. And testifying to that helps them to have faith. The singing is corporate here. It started by an individual. He speaks, and he galvanizes others to join in. It's the same as Psalm 129, verse 1. Our experience of God's faithfulness is the spur to calling others to rejoice together with us. That's one of the reasons for families to have family devotionals, and one of the reasons worship leaders need to have good quiet times before coming to lead a congregation in worship. Then parents and song leaders can remind us of what we know but sometimes forget and neglect to sing about. If you've been through some danger recently or are currently in it, then let's remember that you're still alive. You're still alive and kicking because the Lord is on your side, has been, is, and always will be. And if you can sing about that now, then you will help others to have faith in our great God. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 2. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.